News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this 12-12. This dozen day. Please. In other words, it's December 12th, y'all. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a little more in-depth look into our forecast, and we'll check in with Kelly for headlines. Dalton's got sports.
Yeah, I got sports. We know the SEC Players of the Year as voted on by coaches, and a Navy football player plans to honor a victim of Friday's terrorist attack at NAS Pensacola.
All right, more on that coming up in just a second. Right now, Kane's got our traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, they do have accidents at Ziegler and North University, also Airport Boulevard in Rochester Place, and still cleaning diesel fuel out of the roadway for an overnight 18-wheeler that caught fire between I-10 westbound between Rangeline and 90. That happened around 2 a.m. Going to be there still a while. Celebrate the holidays with Bellingrath Gardens and Home in Mobile with more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights guaranteed to get you in a holiday spirit. Open nightly 5 to 9 through December 31st. Find your tickets at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5. The Gulf Coast Weather Authority and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, showers will develop across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, cloudy and mild with showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you think any other sausage than Monroe sausage is the South's best smoked sausage, then you need to try Monroe sausage. Still making their well-loved original recipe locally in Monroe County since 1959, 100% hickory-smoked premium pork mixed with their own special seasonings gives it a rich southern flavor, but with less fat and sodium. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, dinner, tailgating, or appetizers, sold locally in Mobile and Baldwin County's Monroe sausage. Yeah, it's that good.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this 12-12, which, by the way, there's a donut deal today on 12-12.
Of course there is.
There you go. I mean, can't miss that. The Day of the Dozens. That sounds like a mix of like a zombie movie and a war movie. Day of the Dozens.
Coming to a theater near you.
Krispy Kreme offering a dozen donuts for a buck today. So that's the deal. You can go just at $1, I guess, plus if you're in City Mobile, 10 cents tax. $1 you have to, it says, to get the deal, customers have to buy the first dozen donuts at the store's retail price. Then customers can purchase any type or flavor of donut they'd like to qualify for a dollar a dozen deal.
That's a good deal, but shouldn't they make it 12 cents if we're keeping up with the theme?
Would be right, yes, but it's I'm just telling you what it, I'm talking about. I am is an ambassador of this this deal for donuts today, all right? That's it. It's 12-12, and so it's the Day of the Dozen. So get out and celebrate it that way. All right, it's going to be a little more rain in the forecast, even though, really yesterday, I don't think it got much out of the 50s.
No.
Yesterday it was a pretty cool day.
Yeah, chilly.
Dr. Bill will talk more about that. You have 44 now at our studios, and time to check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The U.S. Navy has temporarily halted training for nearly 300 Saudi military aviation students aboard three Florida bases. This after last Friday's mass shooting by a Royal Saudi Air Force officer at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The safety stand down and operational pause began Monday for Saudi aviation students at NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, and NAS Station Mayport. The stand down impacts 140 Saudi students in Pensacola, 35 at Whiting Field, and 128 at Naval Station Mayport. Classroom training for those students is expected to resume sometime later this week. Saudi students are currently not training in aircraft, and the Navy has not released a timeline on when that will resume. Last Friday, the FBI identified the shooter as NAS Pensacola Saudi Air Force Second Lieutenant Mohammed Al-Shamrani. He's 21 years old. He had been in the U.S. for naval aviation training. He killed three sailors and injured eight others before a sheriff's deputy shot and killed him. This morning, a senior citizen has pleaded guilty to a bank robbery dating back to last summer. 75-year-old Wilford Richard Tracy of Theodore pleaded guilty in court on Wednesday to first-degree robbery of the First Bank on Dolphin Island Parkway in July. Authorities used surveillance footage and were able to track him down. According to court documents, he went to the bank on July 12th, handed a note to the teller which instructed her to give him money and that he had a gun. He was able to get away with little more than $1,500. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A deputy is recovering after being shot several times Wednesday. Shots were fired just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon at a home in Inslee on Limerick Lane, not far from East 9 Mile Road in Pensacola. Sheriff David Morgan called it an ambush. Daniel Hucks called 911 for help complaining of domestic problems. Deputies spotted him in a carport, and Hucks immediately shot at them. The deputy returned fire. Both Hucks and the deputy are in a hospital this morning. Three Mobile County deputies are on paid administrative leave while the sheriff's office investigates Tuesday night shooting on Lott Road. Deputies found 66-year-old Terrence White at his home. They tried talking to him before White shined a flashlight in their eyes and started shooting. Deputies returned fire, killing him. The family of one of the men killed in the mass shooting at NAS Pensacola is calling for changes to policies at the base. Joshua Watson was killed after confronting Saudi native Mohammed Al-Shamrani last Friday. Watson's family believes things might have been different. Those on the base were able to be armed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065-18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Team USA stumbles on day one of the President's Cup. SEC coaches named the players of the year, and a Navy football player plans to honor a victim of Friday's terrorist attack at NAS Pensacola. It's 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start with golf, as the President's Cup got underway yesterday afternoon from Royal Melbourne in Australia. There were five matches, with Team USA taking on the international team in four ball, a.k.a. best ball, and it was not a good start for the Americans. Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas defeated Mark Leishman and Joaquin Niemann in the first match, but the international team would go on to sweep the remaining four matches of the day. Woods is the first playing captain in the competition since the inaugural President's Cup. He said it's not over just because of the bad losses for Team USA yesterday.
Just because we lost this session doesn't mean the cup's over. It's a long way to go. A lot of points available. Guys will regroup.
Today, which will soon be Friday in Australia, by the way, there will be alternate shot matches, then four matches of each format on Saturday before all 12 players compete in singles on Sunday. The first team to 15 and a half points will be declared the winner, and right now the international squad is up 4-1. The annual SEC Football Awards were announced yesterday. The coaches of the conference vote these winners, so you could consider it a little more official than some of the media awards.
Okay.
For Offensive Player of the Year award, no surprise, Joe Burrow, quarterback for LSU. Defensive Player of the Year was defensive tackle Derek Brown from Auburn. The Special Teams Player of the Year, I'll give you one guess, and you'll probably get it right, Jaylen Waddle from Alabama.
Waddle.
Amazing on special teams and on offense. Freshman of the Year, Auburn quarterback Bo Nix. The Scholar Athlete of the Year, you can tell by the glasses, Georgia kicker Rodrigo Blankenship. The Jacobs Blocking Trophy goes to Andrew Thomas from Georgia, and the Coach of the Year, of course, Ed Orgeron at LSU. Meanwhile, Auburn defensive tackle Derek Brown, who's both the AP and Coach's Defensive Player of the Year, says he has not yet decided if he'll play in the Tigers' bowl game on New Year's Day against Minnesota. Brown said he's weighing his options and told Auburn's coaching staff that he'll make a final decision this week as to whether he'll play. Brown said he's been discussing it with his coaches and family. He's widely projected to be a first-round draft pick in the spring, with many NFL draft analysts listing him as a top 10 prospect. In coaching news, Florida Atlantic has hired Willie Taggart as its next coach, with the sides finalizing a five-year contract yesterday. Taggart was fired last month at Florida State after only 21 games as the Seminoles coach. He replaces Lane Kiffin, who left Saturday to become head coach at Ole Miss. Taggart is 56-62 overall in four previous coaching stops. Colorado State announced Wednesday that it's hired former Boston College coach Steve Adazio as its new head coach. Adazio was fired December 1st after 7 years at Boston College. He replaces Mike Bobo at Colorado State. The school also considered Alabama analyst Butch Jones and Ohio State offensive coordinator Kevin Wilson for the job. The annual Army-Navy game will bring an official end to the 2019 regular season on Saturday in Philadelphia. Navy senior captain and linebacker Nazaire Cromartie says he'll be wearing a NASC Pensacola memorial patch in honor of Joshua Caleb Watson, one of the three victims at last week's naval base shooting in Pensacola. Watson graduated from the Naval Academy in 2019, earlier this year. Cromartie recorded 31 tackles in 11 games this year, including 8 for a loss, with 2 forced fumbles, 3.5 sacks, and a pair of fumble recoveries. The game between Army and Navy will be on Saturday in Philadelphia at 2 p.m. Midshipmen are 9-2 this season, ranked in the top 25, and will play Kansas State in the Liberty Bowl on December 31st. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20, lotions, lip balms, and ooh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, showers will develop across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, cloudy and mild with showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center. Layaway, gift certificates, and memberships are available for Christmas.
Hey, Sean Sullivan taking Midday Mobile on the road on Friday for a Christmas celebration at Mobile Bay Coins. Stop in and register to win one of the three gift baskets they're giving away, one including a half-carat diamond stud earring pair. That is Friday, noon to 2, from Mobile Bay Coins and on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, everybody. Doug Holton here, inviting you to join us Thursday nights at 7 on FM Talk 106.5 for Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will 2, quality and safe work for industry. So join the conversation or just listen in as we talk Auburn football and more this fall. We'll have lively discussions and candid interviews about how the Tigers did and what lies ahead. So if you're all in, you can't miss it. Tiger Talk Overtime, Thursday nights at 7 on FM Talk 106.5.
Adding 500,000 highly skilled employees to our workforce by 2025 is how we stay ahead in Alabama. Our economy is stronger than it's been in years, and a skilled workforce is more important than ever. Things move fast, so choose your path. Your success is waiting, plus a great future for Alabama. Success plus. Go for it.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, they're still working an accident off Ziegler and North University this morning without injuries. Also, Airport Boulevard and Rochester Place. And they're cleaning diesel fuel out of the roadway from an overnight 18-wheeler that caught fire between I-10 westbound between Rangeline and Highway 90. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind Metal Mushroom at the USA campus, and they offer all things hemp. Mention this ad, you'll get 15% off all purchases. And don't forget the original CBD America, Highway 43 in Satsuma. See them at CBDAmerica1.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 623 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, about 12 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and a look forward to the weekend, but we got to get there. He'll talk about today and tomorrow in our forecast, the rain back in the mix. That's the sneak preview. I'll give you 44 now at our studios. And a reminder, too, we launched it this week. This is the nomination period in our 2019 Alabamian of the Year. Like, so Time Magazine has this thing, Person of the Year. Maybe you've heard of it.
I have, actually.
Okay. Well, there's a few similarities between what we do and they do, because we copied it. No. This would be year three of Alabamian of the Year. And once again, when you bring your nomination to our attention, whether you do it through the text line at 343-0106 or by email, Sean at fmtalk1065.com, spelled the fast way, S-E-A-N, or Dalton.
Yeah, D-A-L-T-O-N, the slow way, spelled Dalton, actually, at fmtalk1065.com.
So if you send it in, your nomination for Alabamian of the Year, and put something like that in the subject line or on the text. It's the person, place, thing, event, yeah, group that has most influenced the news cycle in Alabama in 2019. So it can be somebody on the positive side. It could be negative. It could be a thing. It could be an event. It's not just I think this person's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's what, think about it, what has most influenced the news here in the Yellowhammer State in 2019.
For instance, we weren't doing Alabamian of the Year at that point, but the oil spill. That would have been the story of the year.
See,
no doubt.
So even though it says Alabamian of the Year, the stories, like, so you can put those in. So right now, y'all are doing a great job of contributing suggestions. You put them in, and then by Monday, we're going to start giving you a chance to vote, and we'll seed a field.
Yeah, we're going to probably, we normally do 32 in the bracket. Okay. So depending on how many really good suggestions, really good nominees we get, that'll determine how many we have up there to vote for. But we break them into brackets. We'll probably have four, maybe six brackets to start with. You vote, we'll have a couple voting days for each one. And then after December, we'll have it narrowed down to the final two. And that's how we'll name the Alabamian of the Year.
We're here to just facilitate. We put, basically, Dalton has put the brackets together. Y'all send us the nominations, the suggestions, and then y'all vote. It's your decision, and like Dalton said, here at the end of the month, we will award the Alabamian of the Year. All right, 6:25, time to catch headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A second inmate who escaped the Chilton County Jail late last month is back in custody. 28-year-old Landon Lee Gunter was taken into custody at West Florida Hospital on Sunday. He was extradited back to Alabama and then booked into lockup early Tuesday. Meantime, 26-year-old Joseph Keith Edwards was captured November the 26th by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office and U.S. Marshals after he was spotted in a stolen vehicle, led police on a chase, lost control of the vehicle, flipped the vehicle, landed in a ditch, and his mother was dragged alongside that vehicle but was not seriously injured. Back on November 24th, the pair chiseled their way out of the jail, broke apart a steel stool that was in a cell, and made that into a tool to chip away at the concrete around the cell's window to the outside. According to authorities, quote, they basically dug their way out. The pair then stole a flatbed truck from Martin's funeral home in Chilton County. That truck was later found abandoned in Saraland. Police believe they ran out of gas and then stole another vehicle in a carjacking in Saraland. Edwards was initially jailed for possession of dangerous drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia first degree, and receiving a stolen vehicle. Gunter was being held on an auto theft charge. According to Mobile Police, making news here closer to home, happening December the 10th, there were assaults in the third, disorderly conduct and harassment. Back on Monday, December the 9th, at approximately 2:30 p.m., police responded to Halls Mill Road in reference to a call by a bus driver who witnessed a 16-year-old assault an 11-year-old on the school bus. The 16-year-old was also threatening to shoot the bus driver, although he did not have a weapon. That 16-year-old was transported to Strickland Youth Center. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 6:27, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. And on the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast. Also, today is Robert Day, or Bobby Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bunch of Bobbies.
Yeah, so Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report about 7:50. And then that's our friend Robert Kennedy Jr. He joins us at 8 o'clock. And then Rob Hulbert at 8:30. Rob with Lanyap. So lots of Roberts here on a Thursday. And I don't care what your name is. I'm glad you're here as well. Text line's open for you. We'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is in jail after Okaloosa County Sheriff's deputies arrested her in connection to a deadly shooting at Fort Walton Beach last month. Deputies say Carissa Parker shot and killed Edgar Jennings outside an apartment November 19th. Deputies say the pair had a child together. She's been charged with being an accessory after the fact. A Mississippi family thought they were protecting their 8-year-old daughter by installing a Ring surveillance camera in her bedroom. It was supposed to be for her family's eyes only, but someone was able to hack the system and watch the girl. The girl heard someone say, "I'm Santa Claus, don't you want to be my best friend?" The voice then taunted her and encouraged destructive behavior before her parents discovered the hack. Kim Kardashian West is suing a Fairhope doctor claiming he wrongly used her image to promote the so-called vampire facial. West filed a lawsuit against Dr. Charles Runnels on Tuesday. The cosmetic procedure involves drawing the patient's blood, spinning it in a machine, and injecting it back into the face with multiple needles. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list? Gulf Coast Tools and Foley. With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
This is Keith Kingan with an important announcement. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. Yes, you heard me. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. That's why Classic Cars has such a great referral and repeat customer business. Our customers are so pleased with the cars they buy from Classic Cars that they tell all their friends and family about the great deals on great cars. When you buy a car from Classic Cars, you won't get junk. What you will get is a car that has been inspected and completely serviced up to date. That means no added expense to you after you drive off the lot. So if you're looking to drive something you can be proud of, come by Classic Cars at 3251 Cottage Hill Road or call us at 479-6676 or visit our website at kingandcars.com. You'll like what you see. And folks, I don't mean to make light of a serious subject. During the upcoming holidays, Please remember that friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Browning's latest bolt-action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mounts ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at McCoy Outdoor Company in Mobile at 3498 Spring Hill Avenue. Take advantage of a $50 rebate through December 31st. Browning, the best there is.
House Judiciary Committee members debated articles of impeachment against President Trump until late at night last night and will pick it up at 9 Eastern time this morning, hoping to get the articles to the full House by tomorrow. Most Democrats trying to fend off changes to the articles as presented earlier this week. Mourners were in the streets of Jersey City, New Jersey last night outside synagogues and the funerals of two of the victims killed by assailants in a kosher market. Mayor Stephen Fulop with the mourners saying it was a hate crime.
We need to be aggressive in calling it out for what it is. Some people will say that we should review things and take our time, but when you look at the facts of what transpired yesterday, it's difficult to argue anything other than that.
New Zealand military specialists will brave the chances of another eruption and land on a small volcanic island early Friday to attempt to retrieve the bodies of 8 victims of the eruption that claimed 8 other lives and severely burned survivors. The UK voting in parliamentary elections today, the future of Brexit at stake. Stock futures are up slightly this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. NCAA President Mark Emmert says it is highly probable Congress will set national guidelines for how college athletes can be compensated for their names, images, and likenesses. Emmert says he's focused on figuring out how the NCAA and its member schools will allow athletes to get that compensation. The issue was forced by California, which passed the first state law on the topic earlier this year. NCAA schools are drawing up rules, and a congressional working group is also looking at the issue. Shares in Aramco jumped on their second day of trading to reach Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's coveted valuation target of $2 trillion. In early trading today, the oil giant share price on Saudi Arabia's exchange rose 8%, giving the oil giant a market cap of $2 trillion. That was up from $1.7 trillion set during the company's initial public offering, the world's largest ever, yesterday. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher this morning. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. A gift certificate from ProTent Window Tinting makes a great Christmas present. Call today, 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, this has felt winter-like yesterday and this morning. It's stayed pretty cool.
Yeah, only 54 for the high yesterday, and the normal high is 63. So we went from the upper 70s and then down to highs in the 50s. And this weekend, we're going to see it bounce back up again to the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. But in the meantime, we got some rain in the forecast. Today, it looks like mostly cloudy skies, but a low-pressure area will be developing out on the Gulf. And it's going to move northeastward and then across the Florida Panhandle tomorrow. and then eventually move up the eastern seaboard, where it will intensify into a major storm on the east coast. So what we're going to see today is a few showers developing this afternoon. It's going to be another cool day, around 58, possibly 59 degrees for the high. But then tonight, the rain moves in as the low approaches the Gulf Coast, and we've got widespread shower activity tonight. There may be a few isolated thunderstorms, so I wouldn't be surprised to see some lightning and thunder, but most of it will be shower activity. The low tonight around 50, so not much of a change from the afternoon temperatures. And then tomorrow, it'll be a cloudy day as that storm system moves through the panhandle of Florida and then on into Georgia. And we'll see showers tomorrow. Most of the showers will be during the morning hours, and it will taper off through the afternoon. But it'll be mild tomorrow, up to 68 degrees. And then clearing skies for Saturday, upper 60s, and then sunny skies and upper 60s on Sunday. And that'll be enough of the dry weather because the rain comes back on Monday. Monday will be partly cloudy to start, showers developing in the afternoon and becoming numerous Monday night. It looks like Monday we could get up to around 75 degrees. Tuesday, the rain moves out in the morning. We cool down, highs in the 50s, and then it looks like 50s in the middle of next week with sunny skies. So back and forth we go between highs in the 50s and highs approaching 80 degrees.
Wow. Okay. So tonight you said as the front comes through, some thunderstorms. So at what time is that we get...
Yeah, well, most of the rain will be the evening and in early morning hours tomorrow. We'll start to see some showers this afternoon and another cool day, of course. I mentioned temperatures in the 50s. And then tomorrow, some of those showers in the morning, and then showers have become more widely spaced in the afternoon, but we're going to warm up into the 60s tomorrow.
All right, Dr. Bill, and the folks up in the Northeast, you said they're going to be, will it be a nor'easter by definition that they're going to get from this low?
Another intense storm, right, and moving right along the coast and then through New England. So, they're going to get another round of mostly rain, although well inland up there, they will get snow in the higher elevations.
All right.
Before I forget, I just wanted to mention that next week we will have the 2020 edition of the Mobile Weather Marine Almanac, and most likely you'll be in the stores by midweek.
You know, I was wondering when the announcement would come, and you didn't even give me a heads up so I could have the drum roll ready. How many years have you been doing the almanac?
Well, this is the 30th edition.
How about that,
Mobile Weather Marine Almanac.
This is, and if for some reason somebody has been under a rock all these decades, tell them what's in the almanac.
Well, it's a lot of information, particularly on hurricanes and all the information on the storms of this season. The tide tables for the entire year are in that in the book, and also, of course, a daily astronomical calendar of moonrise, sunrise, sunset, and so a lot of information all packed into about 36 pages.
All right, we're looking forward to it, and all those great photographs as well. And you said by next week.
By the middle of the week, we should have them in the stores, and of course, they will also be available online. We'll tell you next week about how to do that.
Great deal. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 30 years of the almanac.
Man.
Weather almanac. And it's always a cool picture. I know one of the pictures I put up on Twitter of a tornado about a month and something ago.
Yeah, that's right.
That one of my buddies took here at the building that was tracking north of airport. And hadn't Dr. Bill asked for that one.
So
that may be, I don't know if it would be in this edition or next year's edition, but he's always looking. So if you got cool weather photographs like that, they're worth getting to Dr. Bill. Here's the thing. Dr. Bill is not, much to my chagrin, he is not watching all your social media platforms. I've tried to make that happen. He doesn't do that. Dr. Bill's pretty sure that he doesn't need to do that. But when I see things, I'll send them his way to look at. Or if you have something, you can always send it to us, and we'll get it on to Dr. Bill, see what he thinks. All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. I've told you in the past, we are an Omaha Steaks family, both receiving and giving. And I do love the great steaks from Omaha Steaks and the hamburgers and the whole nine yards. But right now, now you have a chance to give the gift either to yourself or a family member or a friend or all three of them when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code Sullivan in the search bar and order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Now listen what you get. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet, plus a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. Get all the delicious food, plus the free cutlery set that they're going to enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. Now, don't wait. If you want to take advantage of this offer and get your gift there before the holidays are over, go to omahasteaks.com and type my last name, Sullivan, into the search bar to order the gift everyone will love and order that favorite gift package today. 641, we'll check traffic coming up next.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Good morning for the CBDAmerica1.com Traffic Center. It's been a busy start. We've got accidents at Ziegler, North University, Airport Boulevard, and Rochester Place. It's still cleaning up the diesel fuel from the roadway from an overnight 18-wheeler fire between I-10 westbound from Rings Line to Highway 90. Also downtown at North Lawrence Street between St. Michael and St. Louis, they've got a down power line with exposed lines. Power crew on the scene. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 here in the Port City. Mobile police are working a number of cases, including a shooting into an occupied building and or vehicle. Monday, December the 9th, at approximately 9:55 p.m., Mobile police responded to Knollwood Drive in reference to shots being fired in that complex. Upon arrival, officers say they discovered 2 apartments had been hit by stray bullets. A complainant stated that an unknown male subject was exchanging gunfire with another male subject in the breezeway. A vehicle was also hit by a stray bullet. Less than 30 minutes later, Mobile police responded to the area of Michael Boulevard and Downtowner Boulevard. They were responding to 1 shot near that intersection. Upon arrival, officers discovered a male subject in the driver's seat suffering from possible gunshot wounds. Witnesses stated that a vehicle pulled up next to the victim's vehicle and someone began firing into that vehicle before taking off from the scene. The victim was transported to the hospital to be treated for his injuries. Remaining with the topic of guns, gun sales are up in the state of Alabama. According to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, there were 1,511 federal firearms licensees in Alabama in August of 2018, the most recent month for which this data was available. Now, that's an increase of 9.7% since January 2014, when there was 1,377 licensees in Alabama. During that same span, Alabama's population increased, though, by less than 1%. The ATF grants licenses to retail dealers to sell firearms and ammunition to the public. Now, nationwide, the number of dealer licenses, that increased by 19.5% between 2014 and 2018. Last year, Huntsville had the most gun sellers of any city in Alabama with 72. That was followed by Mobile and Birmingham with about 50, respectively. And Montgomery had fewer at just 28. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Belle, it's past time for my medicine. I have got to get rid of this cold.
Here you are, dear. I brought you a nice cup of Jack Green tea with honey and lemon.
Thanks. Jack Green tea?
Right. Since Jack Green has saved our household so much money, I'm able to splurge on things like my expensive Fancy Pants herbal tea. I thought the least I could do was name a few things after him. Jack Green saved us money on our business insurance. That other company canceled our wind coverage. Same with our homeowners. Let's see, our automobile insurance, Reinhold's hunting camp, the house at the Gulf. Jack Green eNational Insurance saved us a ton. Anybody who affords me the luxury of regular Botox injections deserves to be a household word. Just check out the new gift for the grandbabies.
What's that?
It's a darling Jack Green in the box. Jack Green saves me money so I can afford more Botox.
Please leave this room now.
It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much now, does it?
No, it does not. Call Jack Green eNational Insurance today, 767-6550.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A deputy is recovering after being shot several times Wednesday. Shots were fired just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon at a home in Inslee on Limerick Lane, not far from East 9 Mile Road in Pensacola. Sheriff David Morgan called it an ambush. Daniel Hucks called 911 for help complaining of domestic problems. Deputies spotted him in a carport and Hucks immediately shot at them. The deputy returned fire. Both Hucks and the deputy are in a hospital this morning. Three Mobile County deputies are on paid administrative leave while the sheriff's office investigates Tuesday night shooting on Lot Road. Deputies found 66-year-old Terrence White at his home. They tried talking to him before White shined a flashlight in their eyes and started shooting. Deputies returned fire, killing him. The family of one of the men killed in the mass shooting at NAS Pensacola is calling for changes to policies at the base. Joshua Watson was killed after confronting Saudi native Mohammed al-Shamrani last Friday. Watson's family believes things might have been different if those on the base were able to be armed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better-looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles, and it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken out the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
Good morning, 648 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start with golf, as the President's Cup got underway yesterday afternoon from Royal Melbourne in Australia. There were five matches, with Team USA taking on the international team in four ball, a.k.a. best ball, and it was not a good start for the Americans. Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas defeated Mark Leishman and Joaquin Niemann in the first match, but the international team would go on to sweep the remaining four matches of the day. Woods is the first playing captain in the competition since the inaugural President's Cup. He said it's not over just because of the bad losses for Team USA yesterday.
Just because we lost this session doesn't mean the cup's over. Long way to go. A lot of points available. Guys will regroup.
Today, which will soon be Friday in Australia, there will be alternate shot matches, then four matches of each format on Saturday before all 12 players compete in singles on Sunday. The first team to 15 and a half points will be declared the winner, and right now the international squad is up 4-1. The annual SEC Football Awards were announced yesterday. The coaches of the conference vote these winners, so it's considered a little more official than some of the media awards. For Offensive Player of the Year, no surprise here, LSU quarterback Joe Burrow. Defensive Player of the Year went to Auburn defensive tackle Derrick Brown. Special Teams Player of the Year went to Jalen Waddle at Alabama. The Freshman of the Year, Auburn quarterback Bo Nix. Scholar Athlete of the Year with the goggle glasses, Georgia kicker Rodrigo Blankenship. The Jacobs Blocking Trophy went to Andrew Thomas at Georgia. And Coach of the Year, of course, Ed Orgeron at LSU. Meanwhile, Auburn defensive tackle Derrick Brown, who's both the AP and Coach's SEC Defensive Player of the Year, says he has not yet decided if he'll play in the Tigers' bowl game on New Year's Day against Minnesota. Brown said he's weighing his options and told Auburn's coaching staff that he'll make a final decision this week as to whether he'll play. Brown said he's been discussing it with his coaches and family. Brown, widely projected to be a first-round draft pick this spring, with many NFL draft analysts listing him as a top 10 prospect. The annual Army-Navy game will bring an official end to the 2019 regular season on Saturday in Philadelphia. Navy senior captain and linebacker Nazir Cromartie says he'll be wearing a NASC Pensacola memorial patch in honor of Joshua Caleb Watson. Watson was one of the three victims at last week's naval base shooting in Pensacola. He graduated from the Naval Academy this year, 2019. Cromartie has recorded 31 tackles in 11 games this year, including 8 for a loss, with 3.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and a pair of fumble recoveries. The game between the Army and Navy will take place Saturday in Philadelphia at 2 p.m. This year, the midshipmen are 9-2. They'll play Kansas State in the Liberty Bowl on December 31st. It's 6:51 on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street, which is now open, and Old Shell Road.
We get a chance. We'll talk about some of the commentary yesterday with the reopening of Florida Street.
Reclosing.
Yes, when they closed it, they to celebrate the opening, they closed it and had a parade, and Councilman Richardson said it was like giving birth. So any pain that you had gone through on Florida Street, nobody worries. I'm paraphrasing here for the councilman, but nobody worries about the pain of childbirth. They're just happy to see the child, and the child would be Florida Street, something like that. 6:52, we'll be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, still working an accident at Ziegler and North University, Airport Boulevard in Rochester Place, and they're cleaning up diesel fuel off the roadway from an A2 window that caught fire overnight between westbound I-10, Range Line, and Highway 90. Also, you see a power pole down downtown at North Lawrence Street between St. Michael and St. Louis. Long hours in the kitchen and unwanted assistance from that certain family member, or Christmas brunch at the Battle House Hotel inside the Crystal Ballroom. Call 338-5441 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, showers will develop across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, cloudy and mild with showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police are reporting that Friday, December the 6th, just before 9:30 a.m., they responded to Bit and Spur in reference to a male subject on a bicycle going from house to house and pulling on doors. A witness provided officers with a description, and the person that they were looking for was taken into custody after a brief foot pursuit. He has been identified as 45-year-old James Sales, and he has been arrested. Less than 2 hours later, on the same day, Mobile police responded to Williamson High School in reference to an assault complaint. A 12-year-old on campus had a large cut to her forehead, which was from getting hit with a milk crate by a 14-year-old during a physical altercation. That 14-year-old was transported to Strickland Youth Center. Great news. If you attended the University of Phoenix or you know someone who has, Christmas has come early as the university has agreed to pay $50 million and cancel some $141 million in student debt as a part of a large settlement related to deceptive advertisements. The Federal Trade Commission confirms that the deal is the agency's largest against a for-profit college. FTC says the University of Phoenix and its parent company, Apollo Education Group, used deceptive advertising to tout relationships and job opportunities with major companies like AT&T, Yahoo, Microsoft, and Twitter. Those relationships never existed, and University of Phoenix also misrepresented that companies including Adobe, MGM, Rubbermaid, and Sodexo worked with the school to develop its courses. The deceptive ads actually targeted our military and Hispanic consumers. If you're wondering if you're eligible, eligible students will receive a letter informing them that their debt has been canceled. The University of Phoenix says that the settlement is related to a single ad campaign, which ran from 2012 to 2014. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 106.5. How's University of Phoenix looking for bowl contention this year?
They're playing in the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. that's the best bowl this year.
They're going to be against DeVry.
Yeah, Phoenix against, and DeVry.
Up in that in that bowl game.
All right. Empty field.
It's an online field. Hey, by the way, just in case you needed to know, you had an ugly sweater Christmas party coming up or something like that. Popeyes has stepped out of their lane is making food, right? Mm. Now Popeyes has released a ugly Christmas sweater featuring the chicken sandwich. Popeyes sweater. I'll put this up on the Twitter feed, but Popeyes has a sweater that's big, orange with white horizontal stripes. Popeyes logo and orange stripes, and the sandwich have white stripes.
Mm.
Cost you $45 over at uglychristmassweater.com, but every size was already sold out last time I checked. But go see if they get some shipments in.